I have selected this man to be my running mate because I want to change Washington and get America back on track.
2012 Republican presidential contender Mitt Romney unveiling his choice for Vice President, Wisconsin Congressman Paul Ryan. Together, they form what's called the November election ticket. U.S. voters mark the November election ballots for two people running together on a political party's White House ticket, one for president, the other for vice president. Tradition holds that the presidential candidate chooses his own running mate. So what's the value of the vice presidential candidate? George Mason University's Robert Dudley.
What's the nomination of vice presidents for? It's to boost election chances, where even a small advantage you might get translates into a lot of electoral votes.
Along with having voter appeal, the vice president also needs to know well the levers of power in the federal government. That's because most presidential candidates in recent decades have not been Washington insiders. In 1980, Republican outsider Ronald Reagan chose a very experienced Washingtonian, former ambassador and CIA director George Herbert Walker Bush, as his vice president. In 1992, Democratic Arkansas Governor Bill Clinton chose insider Senator Al Gore. 8 years later, Republican Texas Governor George W. Bush picked former Defense Secretary Dick Cheney as his vice president. In 2008, a relatively new-to-Washington Senator Barack Obama selected a seasoned Washington veteran, Senator Joe Biden. Obama and Biden remain the Democratic Party's White House ticket in 2012. The vice presidential slot has also been used to bridge generations or to transition between them. When the senior George Bush ran for the White House in 1988, he chose a much younger Senator Dan Quayle as his running mate to appeal to the so-called baby boom generation born after the end of World War II. Both Clinton and Gore, incidentally, were baby boomers. The 1984 team of Democrats Senator Walter Mondale and Congresswoman Geraldine Ferraro was the first time a woman had ever been nominated by a major party.
My fellow citizens, I proudly accept your nomination for Vice President of the United States.
In 2008, the Republicans chose their first woman VP candidate, Alaska Governor Sarah Palin. Once the election is over, the new vice president's official duty is to ceremonially preside over the Senate and cast a tie-breaking vote when needed, and to be ready to assume the presidency should death or some other reason vacate the Oval Office. Jeffrey Young, VOA News.